Time for our Tibbetts Talk. They could use some of the Powerball money, I suppose, to do some of these projects at the Tibbetts. And over the last 10 years, there have been some very exciting projects that have happened at the Tibbetts Opera House. Of course, you go back to the 60s when the building was saved. And now the latest round of renovations, the biggest thing that probably most people would see was the facade a number of years ago. But there's also been a lot of work going on behind the scenes, internal to the building. And now the next big project is tackling the dressing rooms. In the studio with us, a couple of members of the building committee, and one's a former board member, one's a current board member, Rick Merrill and Mike Beckwith, and Andy French, who's the development director for the Tibbetts Opera House. Mike, first off, maybe kind of tell us what's the project and what's kind of the scope of what you're looking at this time with the dressing rooms.
Well, as you said, the dressing rooms kind of gutting it, I suppose, and carpet and cabinets and air conditioning, electrical, just really upgrading all of them.
Those dressing rooms have seen better days.
Yes, and the air conditioning particularly. If you've been up there, that brick wall faces the west, and then late in the day, those dressing rooms just get hot.
Yeah, and Rick, people have obviously clamored for bigger name performers to come in and those kinds of things. You need to have a facility that will, you know, they'll appreciate when they get here, and it is just summer theater and all the community stuff too, right?
For sure, Ken. You do need nice facilities in order to keep attracting the right talent and have them return. That's the key, having them return. I mean, right now, in some cases, they bring their own RVs. It's that bad.
Yeah.
So and just to update the dressing rooms will help quite a bit.
Yeah. Well, one of many things that are kind of in the process as far as a master plan, Mike, for getting work done. Obviously, there's still a lot more that could be done at the theater with the stage house and everything else as part of it. But this is one you guys thought you could tackle at this time with the money you've got, right?
Right. And it's one of many. People may not realize it, but since that facade was done, we've spent almost $700,000 on that building. But it's not things you see. Air conditioning, heating, electrical upgrades, fire safety, you know, all of that kind of stuff is in the background. All the lighting's been changed to LED. A lot of upgrades in lighting and sound for the actors. So the customer may not physically see it, but hopefully, again, it draws the talent and it improves the quality of the show.
All right. And actually, pretty soon is when you're going to get started on the renovations for this, right?
Yes. I think the bids just went out, and I believe they're due back the 21st. And I can't remember the actual start date, but bids are due back 21st.
Yeah, right after the Christmas shows are all done.
Right. That would be correct.
There are a number of things that are in there so kind of over the end of December through the month of January and February to get this work done. Of course, now you got to pay for it, obviously. And that's kind of where Andy French steps in here as the development director of the Tibbetts. What was kind of the plan for how was this going to be funded?
Yeah, so we, again, for the nth year in a row, have received a Michigan Arts and Council Culture Grant for $70,000. The expectation is that will be matched by our community support. The size of the project, however, is more than twice that. So we're looking at about a $250,000 project to pay for. We've discovered asbestos, of course, and so that's all adding to the cost. And so we're looking to do a major fundraiser over the next year to raise that money. So anybody interested in supporting that effort, of course. If I do expect that if you dare announce your name as a Powerball winner, I will be calling you. We thank everybody who's supported us for many, many years and look forward to, again, receiving support for this project.
Yeah. Rick, obviously, as former board president, you've seen the support over the years that people have come through, whether it's just the things like the auction this last weekend, general buying tickets for summer theater or big projects like this. The community really has come through, hasn't it?
The community support has been overwhelming. You look at other small towns and you just... It's just awestruck when you see all the different people that come to support not only Tibbetts, but the downtown area and the various organizations that we have here. Can't say enough.
All right. And I understand, Mike, too, there's going to be some community support in this, even helping with the project itself, getting it done, right?
Yeah, we being Tibbetts family, have taken on the demolition. So we'll be maybe tapped on the shoulder. To put your work boots on, your work gloves, and come help us.
You guys probably have hard hats already, right?
For sure. We have hard hats. And no question, I talked about the sport. We're going to be tapping those service gloves, too. seeing if they have some members that like to join in the fun.
All right. Well, that's that might be the most fun part, though, the demolition work. Right?
Demo day is always the fun day.
Yeah, because it's putting it back together when you bring the professionals in, right? Yeah.
And you never know what you may find behind those walls.
Well, again, 1882, there's so many memories probably behind those walls, and layers of plaster that have gone over them, or drywall over the top of, you might find something written on a wall, maybe. Signed by William Shakespeare. Well, maybe not.
Yeah,
that might not be exactly the era. So folks want to be a part of the process, Andy. What's the easiest way they can be doing
that? Well, the best way is to contact me or folks at the Tibbetts Opera House, 278-6029. Love to have a conversation with about your willingness to support this big project.
All right. And again, it'll be a kind of a quick turnaround here to try to get everything done for the, I guess, late winter, early spring, because you got more shows coming in right after that, right, Mike?
Yeah, all this supply side stuff, and yeah, kind of nervous, but yeah. The architects and the people involved seem to think we can make it happen.
Well, we've got the Rotary show / Noon Club show coming in end of February, so that's the goal, is to be done for them in time for that.
Yeah, Coldwater High School's got a show coming in, too, and everything else in there, too. But you've got some of the same contractors, same people who've worked on the facade and other parts of the project, too, so we're very familiar and have a love for that building.
Many of the subs have already been contacted, local subs. We've already contacted them about the project and can these deadlines be made, and a lot of them are already heating, air, electrical, a lot that's already they're attuned to what's coming.
Yeah, so a lot of local contractors will be involved in the process too. All right, we'll look for the update on that. We'll look for the construction going on and some new dressing rooms or renovated dressing rooms coming to the Tibbetts Opera House. Mike Beckwith and Rick Merrill in the studio with us from the Tibbetts Board and the Building Committee, and Andy French, who's the Development Director for the Tibbetts, on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.